You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The field for Wisconsin governor continues to get bigger and bigger, and now Tom Tiffany has announced he's running. It was widely speculated that he'd launch a campaign to take Wisconsin's top seat, and Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
Tiffany announced his campaign in a video released yesterday.
I'm Tom Tiffany, and I'm running for governor because I love our state. I see where we are headed, and I know we can do better. You know we can do better. I will freeze property taxes, protect our farmland from communist China, and I'll preserve our Wisconsin values, just like my mom does with her pickles. Girl sports will stay for girls, moms will be moms, not inseminated persons, and common sense will win.
Tiffany is a former state lawmaker. He came into office in 2011 and was a prominent Republican voice during the Budget Repair Bill, or Act 10. After 9 years in the state house, he went federal. He's represented Wisconsin's 7th congressional district since 2020. That's much of western and northern Wisconsin. Now he says he's ready to lead the whole state and took aim at leadership in neighboring states and in Madison.
We cannot let Minnesota's madness and Illinois' insanity to take over here in Wisconsin. Madison politics may smell like the barn, but I know how to clean up the bowl.
In the Republican primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and businessman Bill Berrien. Democrats running include Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Primaries are next August, and the general election will be the following November. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On the heels of a $13 million budget shortfall in 2024-25, the Appleton Area School District has begun work on the budget for the 2025-26 school year. At the school board meeting Monday, Holly Burr, Executive Director of Finance, explained state and federal funding methods, calling out that legislators voted to allow school districts to increase the revenue limits by $325 per student for the next school year. However, they did not fund that increase.
So they put in zero extra dollars. So they said, okay, your revenue limit can go up by $325 per member, but we're not giving you any extra money to do it. That's coming from your taxpayers.
Burr told the board that talking to state legislators and impressing upon them that something has to be done is the only way local districts will ever see more funding.
Do not give up. We have to continue to fight. If we give up, then they'll say, oh, yep, education is fine. Let's move on to something else.
Meanwhile, Superintendent Greg Hartjes told the school board that he wants a balanced budget for 2025-26 and future budgets. To that end, a referendum may be needed.
How do we rectify this $13 million deficit by next year? And certainly cutting expenses is not a viable option because that would mean that we are cutting services to students. And so we're looking at the possibility of a referendum.
In the coming weeks, the AASD will mail a survey to all residents of the district to gauge support for a referendum. A decision on a referendum will be made in January. Last week, the Oshkosh Transportation Committee sent out a survey to residents on whether or not UTVs and ATVs should be allowed on city streets. In Oshkosh now, ATVs are only permitted to clear snow from sidewalks or driveways. UTVs are not allowed at all. The survey remains open until October 10th. Several Wisconsin County sheriffs, including one in Northeast Wisconsin, are being sued by the ACLU of Wisconsin for cooperating with ICE. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto reports.
The ACLU of Wisconsin announced last week that it has filed a petition on behalf of immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. According to a statement, the group is asking the state Supreme Court to make it illegal for Wisconsin jails to honor voluntary requests from ICE to hold individuals for an additional 48 hours after they should have been released. This additional hold allows ICE to take custody of and deport them. If the lawsuit is successful, Wisconsin local and state law enforcement would not be able to hold anyone in jail beyond their release dates. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
The lawsuit includes the sheriffs of Brown, Walworth, Marathon, Kenosha, and Sauk counties. A bill that would help first responders treat opioid overdoses is now on President Donald Trump's desk. Senator Tammy Baldwin authored the Safe Response Act. It gives $57 million per year until 2030 to help first responders help people during overdoses. Baldwin has been vocal on the addiction struggles in her own family, and this bill was crafted with bipartisan input. The bill passed the Senate unanimously and is now waiting for the president's signature. With deer hunting seasons opening across the state, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to test their deer for chronic wasting disease. Hunters have a variety of options to test for the disease, including self-service kiosks using meat processors that can assist with sampling, arranging an appointment with the DNR, or by doing it themselves at home or in the field. Hunters should also be aware of counties with baiting and feeding bans that have been triggered by positive chronic wasting disease tests. Speaking of chronic wasting disease, a pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of legislation seeking to combat the spread of chronic wasting disease. As hunting season begins to open across the state, State Senator Jeff Smith and State Representative Jenna Jacobson introduced three bills to provide additional funding for deer testing, chronic wasting disease research, carcass disposal sites, and an education campaign. Since the disease was first detected in Wisconsin in 2002, over 8,300 deer have tested positive for chronic wasting disease across 60 counties. It may seem like a fall or Halloween season cliche, but health officials are advising residents to keep an eye out for bats searching for new homes as temperatures begin to drop. As the colder weather sets in and bats start searching for more protection, their risk of making accidental contact with humans and their pets increases. With an increase in accidental contact, the risk of people and pets contracting rabies also increases. If you do come into contact with a bat, you should try to capture it and submit it to your local health department to test for rabies. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won three Super Bowls when he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed, who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball, the Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night, they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Making movies seems like a pretty good gig. Believe it or not, there are people who whine and moan about it, according to wrestler-turned-actor David Bautista. He told GQ he is getting older and more choosy about projects and says, quote, "I want to work with people I just love and respect because I love this business. I love filmmaking and the art, and if people don't want to be there, I don't want to be there with them." This was obviously before reviews for his new film, Afterburn, came out. If you're looking for something to rent that you might have forgotten about or never got around to seeing, check out a film that's climbing the HBO charts. 2011's The Sitter is more or less a remake of the Elizabeth Shue 80s comedy Adventures in Babysitting, albeit a more foul-mouthed and raunchy one. Jonah Hill and Sam Rockwell star in the film that critics say might be worth a revisit. If you're wondering why it was forgotten about, it could be because it received a 22% on Rotten Tomatoes, but it does have Sam Rockwell. It's worth checking out, as sometimes history is kind to comedies. Well, that was fast. Jimmy Kimmel is back. ABC announced Monday that Jimmy Kimmel Live will return, with his first day back on the air being Tuesday, September 23rd. Turns out being suspended for an indefinite indefinite amount of time meant about a week. Disney faced protests from viewers and fans of the company, which included celebrities Martin Short and Tom Hanks, who have created very successful characters for the Mouse House. They teamed with the American Civil Liberties Union, according to Variety. The ACLU called the move to suspend Jimmy a blow to free speech. Disney CEO Bob Iger said bringing back Jimmy Kimmel Live was in the best interest of Disney and ABC. As of this writing, drama manufacturers Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting, owners of many of the ABC affiliates, say they won't air Kimmel's return, so the struggle continues. Sometimes it's not as fun to watch big movies at home as it can be in the theater. That's not going to stop people from checking out the latest superhero film to drop on the streamers. Fantastic Four First Steps is now available on various platforms to stream, which gives people like me lots of options of how not to watch. But for those of you who are huge MCU fans, check out this pretty well-reviewed flick now in your living room as of yesterday. Mariska Hargitay has played Olivia Benson for over 25 years on Law & Order SVU, but it was almost a much shorter run. She was nearly let go after season 3 due to an incident involving alcohol. It's not what you think. Hargitay says she had a few glasses of wine with her hairstylist and requested a pixie cut. What she thought was a really cool cop haircut almost got her fired from the show. It's a good thing she didn't go with the custard nut. Google it. It's funny. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low 50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. Dry 70s and sunshine Friday and the weekend. Right now it's 58.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.